Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
407 DGS. Coming up at 5, we are doing the Sweet 16. Craigslist now, correct?
I don't know what Craigslist is.
Craigslist now, right?
Craigslist.
Yeah, let me get together really quick.
I've got topics. I got stuff.
I mean, let's do this. Let's do Craigslist.
Okay, let's do it.
Craigslist Price is Right. It's up to you guys to tell me what you think these people are selling their Craigslist items for. We do have two Facebook Marketplace items this time around.
Can I say something? Huh. I share an office with Rachel. I walked in today, she was having a meeting with her boss, and I saw what I thought in front of her on her desk was the Craigslist items.
And
I thought about it. I didn't.
But you thought about it.
I thought about it.
Now, if you're Andrew, 2 minutes from now, you'll say, you know, that number two item was for $15, but I didn't look at that list.
Right.
How'd that come around to you?
Yeah. Where's this coming from?
Well, because we all know you cheat.
only when given the opportunity.
All right. First up for Halloween, we have a haunted painting.
Ooh.
Yes.
On round wood. It's 29 and a half inches in diameter. And yes, it's haunted. I've got a picture of the haunted young woman.
Oh, hell.
Wow, that is not what I expected.
I was expecting
kind of like a poor man's Picasso.
Old English cottage or something.
It's kind of a poor man's Picasso.
That's awful.
It's a haunted looking young lady. This is a painting on a piece of round wood about yay big. What do you think they're charging?
Hey, let me tell you what. I have one, something like that. It's at my parents' house. It's like a, it used to scare the heck out of me when I was a little kid. It's like this very small,
same artist,
yep. It's an original. It's like a very small oval picture, but it's just got this young woman, and she's just got this like horrified expression. I hate it.
My sister's a painter, and she did one called Charlie, and he was this old, incredibly skinny man in a wife beater with just hollowed out eyes.
Hell yeah.
And
that's awesome.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's scary.
Couldn't be in the same room with Charlie. Let's say $30, Rach. Do they give details on why it's haunted?
Yeah.
How's it haunted?
You guys know everything I know.
Okay. So is it painted on the wood? Okay. I am going to say.
Is it acrylic?
I'm going to say.
What gallery is it from?
$40.
So
Tony's trying to read her.
Yeah, you would think it's haunted, so you'd think it's like, oh, yeah, we're trying to get rid of this, but I think they're actually promoting the haunt. So I'm going to say,
yeah,
60.
I agree. I think they're promoting the haunt as well.
That's well put. Promoting the haunt.
Promoting the haunt.
I'll say 75.
Tony takes it, but you're all way off. $250.
Yeah. Damn.
Jeez.
Wow.
Next up, this is out of St. Peter's. It's Desperate Housewives Seasons 1 through 5 on DVD in like new condition. Coming from a smoke
Blu-ray
and pet-free home. Just DVD.
No.
Is it Desperate Housewives of St. Peter's?
No.
I'm buying that.
It's Terry Hatcher.
How many seasons?
Seasons 1 through 5.
$1 a season. $5.
Oh, I was going to say that.
$10.
$7.50.
To say 11 and you win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15. I can't do the 11. I can't do the one over thing. I have too much honor.
Yeah.
15.
Andrew gets it, but yeah! It's $30. These are some expensive items today.
Tell me more about your honor.
Yeah. I can't do the $11. It's not fair.
You know what
nice.
It's time
it
for
fair.
Right now? Another Dave haircut. You're
yeah,
looking shaggy.
It's getting real bad.
I thought you were
going to
shave the beard overnight and present
yeah,
us with
that. You forgot again?
Yeah. I went
Friday,
to sleep.
What happened?
I went to sleep early.
Hmm. How early?
And it doesn't, like 11. And it doesn't,
So midnight was your time to do the mustache?
That's what I shaved.
What would Freddie say?
What were you doing at 10:30 that you couldn't shave?
So, okay. Also, it doesn't work when my hair is long. And also, I'm starting to think maybe it won't work when my hair is short either.
No, not also.
You're talking about it like it's a spell.
Starting to think that, are you?
Once I shave the beard, Freddie Mercury appears.
How about just say I don't want to shave my beard?
Yeah,
no, yeah,
feel
you
like
don't
that. You don't
it.
Gotta make
it.
Because I do. I don't care. I'll shave the beard. I don't care. I'm not like I gotta not shave. I don't care. I'll get rid of this thing. I hate this thing.
Plus, it was your idea.
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Speaking of
I don't know if it was, but yeah, totally.
This is
maybe it was Rachel's. I take
important.
That back.
This is important to no one, but I made the decision last night that it's officially wintertime, so I'm no longer shaving my head until
he's growing it
out.
Okay. I like it when Tony grows
okay.
his hair.
Okay.
Usually, every winter I do.
Something
this
to
is,
look
I
forward
feel,
to.
I felt like, you know what?
Seems
is,
like it's been a while.
Yeah?
It was I had hair last winter. But yeah, it occurred to me like, hey, it's getting chilly outside. I think it's that time of year. Time to let
Dave's
the hair grow.
Dave's
going to
do it too.
Is it weird that I don't remember Tony having hair last year?
Oh, yeah. He did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In the winter. Every winter, usually.
I'm thinking about growing a beard.
Do it.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said I like when you have a beard.
You like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been
it.
A while. I've never like really let it go. After because
I think
just
it'll
do
look
it.
Good.
It's a pandemic.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
All right, fine. Done.
Does it get like long?
It's decided.
Mine doesn't get long. Mine just goes kind of outward.
Let's see what grows faster: my hair, my head, or your beard.
My face. We'll put them together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never let it grow longer than probably 6 weeks.
Try it.
It gets pretty long at 6 weeks, and I'd like to cut it back.
Do you think you could do the whole, like, mine does not.
I don't know. My brother did. My brother had a really big beard.
Mine just gets, like, curly, like my hair. It does not go down. Like,
mine, mine does
grow,
the same thing.
I can't grow a long beard.
Yeah, your goatee looks rather straight. Like, it looks like the whiskers are straight.
I think it probably would.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm hoping it's gray, finally. My beard's not getting gray quickly enough for my liking.
Hmm.
You're like the only man who says
that. There's one of those sentences that nobody's ever said.
Yeah.
All right, next up. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read this as is. Happy of the Seven Dwarfs.
Okay.
Two of Disney's Seven Dwarf, Happy and Disney Sneezy, can stand good condition, smoke, and pet-free home.
How much is that?
What?
This person has a
I'm
home?
I'm not telling you.
I almost gotcha.
Or I think maybe he's only willing to let it go to somebody. In a smoke-free,
that could be. Because this guy's definitely standing on the street corner somewhere.
So there's no.
Wait a minute. We don't know.
We
if
don't
it's
know what
plastic
size,
or
how
big
it is,
or
how little it is.
That's
is
your worry,
pick?
Sue.
I can
Frankenstein
from...
selling this thing and.
Is there a
well,
pick
yeah. How from... big is it?
I did not...
Is it the collector's edition?
Maybe he hewed it out of wood.
I did not print a pick, but they seemed like they were about 10 inches tall, and they were plush.
So not hewn from wood, like
no.
Sue said. Okay.
Well,
not
you know, we just
not,
wood.
Not happy
from
of the
there.
Seven dwarfs.
It's like when I ordered a large order of fry.
How much do you think he's selling Happy and Disney Sneezy
only
for?
Only $2.50 for Happy, but $7.50 for Sneezy makes it an even 10.
Tony gets it.
Oh my gosh, that was brilliant logic.
He wasn't right about the
no,
okay.
But 10 for the duo.
Because that would have been really weird.
I think we found Tony's listing. All right, guys.
Sneezy is $2.50.
That's what Tony does when he can't sleep at 5 in the morning.
7.5 is Happy.
He writes half asleep Craigslist.
He has charts everywhere. Doc throws the whole thing off.
Yeah. Happy right. The Seven Dwarf.
This is out of Maryland Heights. Mad Magazine Treasure, the full run. Ooh. So every Mad magazine.
Damn.
This person will not break up the collection. No. They have a huge collection from
not a fool.
From the 1950s to today of Mad comics, magazines, specials, posters, stickers, books, records, and more.
Holy cow.
It does look pretty cool.
You know, I've got that, but it's the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah. And it's mine.
It's somewhere, it's attached underneath the Jeep, but like taped up to the bottom.
I got news for that guy. He would break it up if the right person.
For the right price.
Yeah. Boy, what a colossal waste of money to collect for 70 years.
You know what?
Years.
That actually sounds like a legitimate collection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That has legitimate value.
Yeah.
Which
for
is
right
sort
person.
Of delegitimized by Craigslist.
Yeah, you think it would be somewhere fancier.
Right. Like, if you're going to auction something like that.
Like an auction.
Like an auction. Like, you would think.
I'm going $500.
Oof. He doesn't say the condition, though, does he, Rachel? He's just like, here it is.
So he's going to inspect every single
Yeah, sir.
Every single one of these.
Thank you. They look like they were in good condition, but no, they don't specify excellent.
So they're not in the. Okay.
So but this, I mean, it's every single
hundreds
thing.
Of magazines, right?
There were hundreds, and then all of these extra collectibles, like you said. Stickers, records.
$1,000.
$10,000.
Uh-oh.
$10,000.
Uh-oh.
He's got a buyer.
I'm saying five. $5,000.
I'm saying $300.
Tony gets it. $20,000.
Damn!
Wow. Way to go, Tony.
Don't put it on Craigslist if you want that kind of money.
Yeah, who's spending? True. Who's dropping $20,000 on Craigslist that's not on a car?
Well, you can get happy for $750. Why would I pay $10,000, $20,000 for Mad Magazine?
Such a good point.
I used to read Mad Magazine and pretend I got it. Like as an 8-year-old, I'm just like, Richard Nixon.
They had a magazine.
Oh, Tricky
Dick. They had a magazine stand in the back corner of the Shop and Save in Alton that mm-hmm. I would like run to.
Me too.
And I wasn't allowed to look at anything good, like, but I would sneak like Tiger Beat and stuff. But I was way too scared to pick up Mad, and I think it was normally in a plastic cover anyway. Yeah. But I was like, if my mom sees me reading this, I'm getting kicked out of my house.
Because they knew that no one's buying Mad if you can just flip through it in the store.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
They put it in that plastic. Bag.
Now we have a new take on feet photos. They didn't want to just say feet pics. These are toenail art photos. I will email you a photo of my toenail polish for $10.
Sure.
For $20, I will let you choose the color. However, I am not an artist, so solid color only.
Can I just say, I'm so glad I don't have a foot fetish. It makes you act a fool.
It really does.
I could be on Craigslist offering women money to put robin's egg blue on their toes.
You don't ever see this with any of the other like common fetishes. You never see, but something
here
about the foot, I just feel like it makes people fall over themselves with this stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
Stop talking now.
I'm just saying. Like you said, it makes them act a fool.
Trust me, I keep an eye out for the other fetishes. You just don't see
it. You just don't see it.
I've been looking, and you just don't see it.
Etsy, water sports, nothing!
How much for the toenail art photos?
You know what's interesting is that...
$20.
$10.
Tony gets it. Tony is
dominating.
You are on a roll.
Wait.
He is dominating.
What have
you
been?
$10.
She said it.
She said it.
Yeah, she said... I was going to say, you said $10. Yeah. You said, you send me $10 and I will...
I didn't even notice that.
Dang it. I got to stop doing that.
I'm so distracted by what his fetish is, I'm not even listening.
Yeah, I ran blocking for you there, Tony.
Wow. I got to start taking the prices out.
You read the description
out.
And said whatever.
Dang
she said.
It.
For $10, I'll...
Yeah, like, I will...
It's like my Ron Burgundy moment.
You send me $10 and I'll send you my toenails.
And
listen,
when you said it... I thought there was going to be something else to bid on, and then when you're just like bidding, I was like,
now I remember saying for 20 $10. You get to pick the poll. Okay.
Oh, well.
Last time I'm doing that. I'm not doing that again.
You know what's interesting is that
one of us noticed.
It's interesting that she did the like cutesy way of doing it because you normally just there's so many like you can get away with just going like, "Hey, feet, you want them?" So it's interesting to me that she got like cute about it.
You're going to give
I
Tony
know,
a, an issue here.
He's continuing with his dissertation. On
yeah,
the
no kidding.
I'm just saying. That
and
one,
furthermore.
I thought it was interesting.
I find it fascinating she went with the cutesy way of doing it as opposed to coquettish.
What's the Mad Magazine kid name? Newman or something?
Alfred Newman?
E. Newman.
Yeah, Alfred E. Newman.
Thanks to Megan on Twitter for this next listing. We have another haunted item.
Yes.
This is a large haunted dollhouse out of Forest Dell, Missouri. large antique dollhouse that I turned into a haunted dollhouse. So this is not actually haunted
it.
With yeah. a yeah. demon. They made it
They
spooky.
Made it a Halloween decoration, yes. essentially.
It's large. Please bring someone to help you move it. I mean, the picture is really small, but it looks cute. I mean, they really, you guys can't see
haunted
it.
Haunted it up.
It's spooky.
These things can be really expensive.
Yeah. My parents, when I was quarantining with my parents, they recently came into a very, very large, beautiful antique dollhouse. And it's in my old bedroom, which is not where I slept. I slept across the hall. But I had to keep the door to that room like closed because I was so scared of that thing in the middle of the night. This enormous, terrifying dollhouse.
Hold on.
What?
You didn't sleep in your bedroom. You slept across the hall.
Yeah, I slept in my... So when my brother moved out, I kind of took over the whole upstairs at my parents' house. So I slept in what was originally his bedroom.
So you were afraid of the dollhouse?
I was terrified of the dollhouse.
What were you afraid of?
The dollhouse? Like, I really... I don't know. Like,
did you do anything else in that room?
No.
Like you just changed rooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I changed rooms because of the terrifying...
I understand.
So you wouldn't even walk in that room?
No, I couldn't even look. And at night, I didn't even want
to
leave.
Are you afraid of all dollhouses?
I'm not a fan. They're a little creepy.
$100 is my bid.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot we were doing this. Okay, yes.
$500.
$500.
$600.
$250.
What was yours, Tony?
$100.
I think Sue gets it. It's $175.
Wow, that's cheap.
Wait, no, you guys are the exact... You are
ex-distant. It's a tie?
Actually, it's Tony because he underbid.
Under.
Oh.
Yes. I don't even know why anyone's trying anymore.
I'm not.
Yes.
Last item here. Tony has gotten every single one except Andrew got the Desperate Housewives seasons 1 through 5. DVDs.
And I will.
Every single one!
Well, of course, someone gave you one.
That's true. Hey,
she gave it to everybody. I'm
You're
the
right.
only one that heard.
You are the
Covering
only one.
Covering the price so I don't read it. Okay, final item. Taco Bell potato soft tacos frozen in new condition. These are mint condition potato soft tacos from Taco Bell from drive-thru to freezer.
This made national news, so I can't.
Okay,
I can't
you know the
it.
Answer.
Mm-hmm.
These babies are rare, never been eaten.
Well,
O'Fallon's I didn't know this was I did not know this
local?
Was a St. Louis story.
How many?
There were only 3 in the photo, but let's put it this way. They better give you more than that.
Never been
I doubt
eaten.
They are.
I saw the story, but have no memory of
$100.
For the way she said, you better get more, I'm going to say $500.
I don't even know what a potato soft taco
I don't either.
Is.
$50.
They don't sell them anymore. They were one of the items that they got rid of a while back.
I know, but what was
Maybe it's just less than that. Now I feel bad.
It's
I'm regretting.
Potato, it's like a roasted potatoes and cheese.
Does it matter? Know? It's been in someone's freezer.
It's a discontinued item. That's why yeah. they can hike the price up to $200
Damn.
For a frozen.
Oh,
Dave
no.
gets that one, but Tony wins the game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
4:30 DGS, happy Tuesday. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Happy Tuesday. I think that last segment turned into a therapy session for Andrew.
Yeah, I think he needs a little more.
Oh, a lot more.
Yeah. He needs a very, very specific church basement. I'm not sure exactly what anonymous this would be, but there are going to be very few people there. Maybe just him and Pudlicker.
Yeah, do something for Halloween.
So how do we get from here to 85?
That's a great question. Southerly flow comes back. It's a slow process. Tomorrow's a little bit warmer. Thursday, the southerly flow just completely opens up, and it will feel like summer all of a sudden. So kind of a changeable sky. We're going to see rain and some thunderstorms overnight tonight. Tomorrow, clouds, a little bit of sun, 69. Only 60 for the overnight low Wednesday night. Thursday, 85. The record's 86. Really windy on Thursday from the south. Cold front comes in Friday. Showers and thunderstorms around. 65 for the high Friday, but in the 50s during the afternoon. And over the weekend, temperatures mainly in the 50s, but the weekend is looking dry.
Okay. I'm going to give Dave Murray the choice. Do you want to talk about the debate on Thursday or a interesting legal case?
Let's go with the debate.
Okay. So let's talk specifically about the mic muting.
Mute button.
Here's my understanding. Tony, you probably know more about this, so correct me if I'm wrong. Although mic muting was not really considered at the very beginning, the 2 minutes uninterrupted and 2 minutes uninterrupted and then 11 minutes of discussion is what both sides agreed to. I think anyone, any fair dealer who watched the first debate would understand why you would at least have a discussion about mic muting, because they both acted like idiots. In this next debate on Thursday, my understanding is while they have the ability to mute them live, like shut up, what they're going to do is President Trump, what's up with racism? And then they're going to mute Biden so he can't say anything while the president speaks and vice versa. One, I think it's embarrassing. I think that if a high school debate team had to do this, you would be embarrassed and kick them off the team. I think it's pretty humiliating for the country, but I'm glad because at least I'll get to hear what they both have to say. Thoughts, opinions?
But will it work? I think they're going to shout. Yeah, just because their mic is muted, the other guy's mic is not muted.
So you think they'll work around it?
Yeah, I think they'll work around it.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. So they're going to talk so loudly that they'd be picked up on the other one's mic. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
But that would be interesting and annoying. I think it's fine. I understand what you're saying, Dave, when you say it's embarrassing. Sorry, Rich. But since we've reached this point, let's let it fly. Let's hear how it goes. At least we will be able to hear what they say.
Yeah, I had the same thought as Dave Murray this morning, that I would not be surprised if, you know, there is some excited proclamations from across the stage by both candidates.
Yeah.
And do they cross over that 6-foot distance?
Right. What I hope they don't do is once the muted portion is over, the 2 minutes, I hope they let them go.
They are. That's the plan, is you get
they
your 2 minutes,
yeah.
Good.
And then the other person gets their 2 minutes, and then you can discuss
good.
And spar.
Good, good, good.
It's just a matter of we got to let each other get some words out at some point.
Because I want both. I want to hear them uninterrupted for 2 minutes to see if they can speak uninterrupted for 2 minutes intelligently, and then I want them to go at it.
I'm a little annoyed that it's being painted as like they're changing the rules. No, they didn't change the rules. They're enforcing the rules that you guys were breaking. And you're right, it is embarrassing that they have to be like, okay, since you are unable to handle this, we are going to mute the microphones on you. But no rules were changed. They're just enforcing them because, I mean, like I said at the last debate, Chris Wallace got absolutely killed for not doing more to keep them in line. But I personally just don't know what more he could have done. He tried shouting at them a couple times. It didn't work. So I don't know how you make grown men, especially grown men in positions of power such as those two, listen to what you say, just like verbally. You're going to have to start taking some action at some point.
But
beyond embarrassing. A new low that we have a president, that we're muting the microphone of the president of the United States. I'm not saying that I'm against it, because I get it, but I can't. I mean, we're muting the microphone of the president of the United States. Like, that's,
it's amazing when you just hear it out loud.
It's amazing. It's amazing, and it needs to. And I think people would need to realize the low that we've hit with this. Trump says it's unfair. I don't think it's unfair. They're both being muted. It's not unfair. It's just embarrassing. And what's going to happen here, Dave Murray? I wouldn't be surprised one bit if you're right about the yelling, especially if 2 minutes goes by. In no debate ever has anybody wrapped up. Well, that's not true. Sometimes they do wrap up a little early and kind of hope that the buzzer's going to go off. But typically, you go over your time. You're talking over and you're being told, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. As they try to silence you. So the 2 minutes is up and Joe Biden's still talking. And Trump's still muted after 2 minutes. And now, like Dave Murray says, is he just going to start yelling? And then is he going to make a big point about, my mic's supposed to be muted for 2 minutes? He talked for 3 minutes. I should have been unmuted and I could have talked. Like, they're going to find a way.
I see what you're saying.
To be babies.
So, I see what you're saying.
It's just going to get. It's.
They'll find something to fight about.
Yeah, they're going to find something to fight about. It's going to get messy. I can't believe.
Which is just
so sad.
This is sad. Extra humiliating because you would think you would be able to give most people direction and they find a way to make this work. But since it's the president and the former vice president, and I think both of these men are used to getting what they want in situations and they're used to, hey, I complained and then something happened, they're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing because there's no incentive to follow the rules.
I don't think.
Especially since it's the last one.
I don't think Trump. To Trump's base, which he can do no wrong in front of, they loved him cutting him off.
Yeah,
agreed.
But those people are already
agreed.
Dyed in the wool, not going anywhere. Trump voters, the people, the very few people that can be either motivated, that could maybe change sides, which is even there's more people out there that need that you can still motivate to vote. Like, you could still give them the motivation to vote when otherwise they probably support somebody, but to get up and go vote on election day, to make it that important to somebody, those people are probably the people that are going to decide the election. There's an even smaller amount, very smaller amount of people that could maybe still go one way or the other. All of those people that matter, the people that need to be motivated to vote or could switch sides, did not think Trump cutting off Biden over and over again was attractive. Nobody liked that unless you were all the way Trumpster. And same way with Biden and his terrible answers. And
shut up, man. I hated the shut up, man moment.
Yeah.
I absolutely loathed it. But a lot of people on the left was like,
calling him
like
a clown, calling the president a clown.
Like, somebody needed to tell him to shut up. I'm like, look, if I don't like it when Trump says stuff like that, I can't like it when Biden says stuff like
exactly.
that. So that turned off undecided people as
no,
well.
No, you're absolutely right. Biden calling Trump a clown. Nobody liked that except for dyed in the wool, all in Democrat, Joe Biden supporters, Trump haters. So, all that being said, they're grown people. They're running for the biggest job in the entire world. Let them cut each other off. Let them behave like 5-year-olds and let people decide. I'm not voting for this 5-year-old. He can't even have a civil discussion. I mean,
yeah, but if they're both acting like. They're both acting like 5-year-olds. Where does that leave us?
It leaves us where we're at. But that's the reality. That's where we're at. That's who they are. Exactly.
Yeah. If that's the way they choose to conduct themselves, then we know.
I'm not passionate enough to like say I can't believe they're muting it. Like I'm fine that they're muting it, but I don't see like it being this necessary thing because. This is who they are. These are the two guys that are running for president. This is who they are. If they can't allow somebody to give a 2-minute or a 15-second answer to some thing without jumping and cutting them off.
The president, I think, makes a big misjudgment because he clearly thinks that this is all about him and it's a disadvantage to him because he won't be able to do what he did before. And I agree with what you said at the start of your little rant there was the people who are in the Trump camp loved it and no one else did. And if he's trying to get one more voter, the thing to do is be different.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is muting his mic is not a way to like, oh, this will show this will get the president. This will show him if you want the president to look bad, don't mute his mic. Because if he's going to do that, that didn't, nobody saw that, again, except for the tried and true, dyed in the wool, Trump can do no wrong people. Nobody saw that and went, I like this. Yeah, I like this behavior.
But I don't think the debate to commission is trying to make him look bad. I think they're just trying to
give the American people
something vaguely cogent to listen to.
No, I don't think they are either. I think that that's the art. I think that's the
argument that they're like attacking.
That they're trying to silence the president.
That's a great point. Do you guys think that the debate commission, that they, what's important is that they present an intelligent, grown up, cogent debate, as Rachel just said, or present the candidates as they truly are?
The second one.
You think that's more important?
Yeah, I think it's. I think their job is to.
Because until this year, I think they assumed, well, you're not going to act like idiots.
Their job, the debate commission's job, in my opinion, is to offer an even playing field. This is a debate. You guys are going to get the same questions, that's a whole other discussion on the behavior, you know, the questions and the topics and the way that the things have been presented. But the job of the commission is to offer an even playing field and a soapbox for these guys to stand on and give their message. It's, in my opinion, it's no more than that.
I think what it's going to ensure is that the open time, quote unquote, is going to be a cluster, a complete free-for-all fight.
Yes.
Yeah. And the first time Joe Biden goes more than 2 minutes, the president's going to complain about his microphone being muted for longer than 2 minutes. And I mean, it's just going to devolve.
You're right.
It's going to be.
Who takes a swing at one?
You know what? Honestly, if anybody was going to take a swing, it would be Joe Biden.
It'd be Joe. Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Joe would swing before Trump.
The story here, briefly, where the president walked out of the 60 Minutes interview angry and was supposed to come back for a second interview with Pence, and he didn't come back, and stopped at the chopper, and he said, I'm not running scared, I'm running angry. And Leslie Stahl accuses him of saying off camera, you know why I do it, be mean to you people? I do it to discredit you all and demean you all so that when you write negative stories about me, no one will believe you. Never stops.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Given it's 5 p.m. Skip Weber's here for Sweet 16. Good to see you.
Very good to be here. Thank you.
I'm loving the brown and the yellow and the lavender.
Thank you.
It looks good.
Yeah.
You don't see that much anymore.
Well, I'll try to wear it more often.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have to wear brown shoes today.
This is almost as big of a hit as the cornflower tie. Remember that? The bright yellow tie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No one remembers. Yeah. I'm like, am I right? And everyone's like, what? That was a dream.
I should have just said yes.
Rach, what is a Raleigh's Mother Cruncher?
You know, I don't know. Let's look it up. But I was driving through Alton this weekend, and I drove past Raleigh's, and I saw the word mother, and I saw the ER at the end of Cruncher, and my heart stopped. I'm like, whoa, someone at Raleigh's went rogue. And then I realized it was called a Mother Cruncher, which still seems, maybe I'm a prude, but it seems a little racy for, like, advertising.
I've still never had Raleigh's.
No, it does. Never? Wow.
Nope. Are they the same as Checkers?
They're very similar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same.
I love their burgers, but I drive through every now and then for them, but I've never seen that on the menu. I guess I don't really read it because I know what I'm getting already.
A Mother Cruncher chicken sandwich is made with an all-white meat chicken breast that is coated in a super crunchy breading and lightly fried, then topped with our new creamy squawk sauce. Pickles, crisp iceberg lettuce, and a slice of red ripe tomato served on a toasted bakery-style bun.
I think you're late to the chicken sandwich game, Raleigh's. I mean,
just Raleigh's is not the kind of place that I need anything on the menu that has that long of a description.
I understand.
Give me a big Buford and let's go.
And there's a new hot fake homeless girl. Is she fake hot or fake homeless?
She's fake homeless. Okay. So I actually saw her TikTok video a couple weeks ago, and now it's making the rounds on Facebook. So there's this young lady who claims that she lives in her car, and she calls herself homeless. But it's, you know, a lot of people think of being homeless as like a situation that you've fallen into and are having a hard time getting out of. She just, I think, lives in Los Angeles and doesn't want to pay rent. So the whole video is her, like, putting up blackout curtains in her car and, like, turning on her twinkle lights and watching TV on her phone. And, like, this is my cozy life in my car. The only reason anyone's watched it is because she is extremely attractive. And it was just funny to see this on Facebook the other day and all the comments. It was a combination of people being like, you're not homeless, and this is kind of offensive to people who are actually homeless. And then other people who were like, wow, that's really cool. What a resourceful young gal. And I'm just thinking to myself, no one would care if you weren't beautiful.
It's the way of the world.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Homeless appropriation.
I mean, there's no doubt about it with, like, kidnappings. You know how many ugly people are kidnapped every day? We never hear about them.
Yeah.
It's only when someone is attractive that they're like, oh, someone pretty's been kidnapped. Let's get to Massachusetts.
We must do something.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.